ויהיה מהשם על אברהם ליך לך מארצך וממולדתך מבית אביך אבל אור את השם אלייתו השם תלת אברהם in the beginning of the parasha ליך לך מארצך וממולדתך מבית אביך to go to a different land. You know this is the first one of the many showing the first of the Nisyonis of Abraham. The Shaila, the Ezra Shaila we can ask is what's the exact Nisyon? What was the Nisyon of Leich Lecho, Mi'ar Tzecho, Mi'ilad Tzecho, Beis Avicho? Allah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Orat Asher Areka B'Shom Eschol Agoy Godol, there you'll become a great nation. What was the greatest in the Nisayon? What was the big Nisayon to Avraham? It's in the Nisayon, one of the Asar Nisayonis, what the Mishnah says in Ovis, Perakei Mishnah, Dalit Asar Nisayonis, Nisnas Avraham Avinu. What's the greatest in the Nisayon? Avraham Lecho Mi'artucho B'Shom Eschol Agoy Godol. The first Ma'amid and another Shaila, the Chayra, in the Seda Advarim, Leich Lecho Mi'artucho Mi'ilanetucho Mi'beis Avicho is out of order. It should have said Leich Lecho Mi'beis Avicho. When you leave, you first go out of your house, then you go out Mi'ilanetucho, you leave your city that you're born in, then you go out Mi'artucho. So the Seda Advarim should have been Leich Lecho Mi'beis Avicho, Mi'ilanetucho, Mi'artucho. Why is the same that Dvarim and the Andrew or the other Oifut? Third Kasha. State in the Parsha. Vayelach Itoy, Vayelach Abraham Kasha Dibay Lov Hashem. Vayelach Itoy Loit. Loit goes with Abraham. Yavram ben Chomei Shonim Mishivim Shonah B'Tzeisim Eichorah. Loit is not commanded on the mitzvah of Leich Lecha. Hashem told him to go. Elam, what do you want to say that Avram took him with him? Shteit of the parashah from Pasukei, he did take him. Or b'shteit mefurish in the parashah Vayelech Itoy Loit. That there was a kavana of Loit himself to go also. So Loit, who was the relative of Avraham Avinu, is also oimed in this Nisayon, whatever the Nisayon was, obviously there was some discern of leaving your homeland. And Loit goes through the same Nisayon. Loit goes through the same Nisayon. And Loit leaves the house of his family, his forefathers, to a Haaretz Asher Areka, to a land that he doesn't know about. And the Chayyur, the Nisayon from Loit was greater. Enoch and Nami was going with Avraham. But he had no tzivui. And he didn't know where they were going and what they were doing. Avraham at least had a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him. He wasn't with Tzav or Loit to go. Vaita, we find the Indian from Loit is very, very troubling to understand. Rashi says, Acharei Por Loit Me'olav Ashvayera Hashem Avram. If the Lord leaves him, he decides to leave him, he starts to move out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells, comes to see Avram. Rashi says, calls Mansha Rosh Etzloy. Hashem didn't want to come to Avram anymore. In fact, Rashi earlier came to Avram. But Oysa Shah Kosher Hoy. He was talking to Kosher. in the Zetoch, a mysterious thing in Loit. At the beginning, Loit was a kosher oyer. Loit was somebody who was only been a sign of Leich Lecha. Loit was somebody who came down to Mitzrayim and he didn't say anything against Avraham Avinu. He didn't say any. When they were telling him that he was his sister, he kept quiet, and that he was Zoicha to Nasa like a Ben Zograshi in Chumash Dvarim. Loit was a kosher, but the Torah made kosher Oya. And yet, in the parasha of Ayisa, Loit Mikedem, a pella de Gezach, of Ayisa, Loit Mikedem, Zokroa Loit became a koifa b'ikr. Yefshi ba'avrom, yefshi ba'alikom. Loit became a koifa b'ikr. The shinu of Loit needs beer, what happened exactly? Right in the parasha, we find in the Marina de Gezach there's a story in the parasha's Leich Lecha that needs beer harbe. The Pella de Gemeiser of Oysa in Parshas Leich Lecha, there's a Maisa with Avram takes on the Malachim, the kings, four kings against five kings, and then they beat him out, the four kings won out, and Avram goes to save them. Avram goes to save Loit Bemes. And Chazal tells an unbelievable Zach. When he went to save them, so there was a story that happened. There was a Maisa that happened with Melach Stein. Rashi on the Pasuk Be'eros Chemar Parak Yudah Pasuk Yud Ve'emek Hasidim Be'eros Chemar Zok Rashi U'medrish HaGodesh O'yatip Megubu Be'em V'nasen Neisle Melach Stein She'yotze Misham. Melach Stein got caught up in the quicksand. He was buried in quicksand. Elamaisa, he was buried in quicksand, and he was saved miraculously. What was that done for? The Rashi, because the Umayyads did not believe in the Nais that happened to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was saved by the Kibshon HaEish, he was thrown into the furnace. Everybody knows the story with Nimrod, and he came out alive, breathing well. No one believed in the Nais. There was a sword, whatever. Now they saw the Nais. And they believe them, I pray in Avram. They believed. As the Rabban says, Shero anez b'mel stom, sheyotzem echema kishovar, Avram olov, when Avram came, Ro shenaz mezach v'od Avram. Rabban's mazbed, that when Avram came by, that's when this nez occurred. They believed in the godness from Avram. But not only that, these people saw miracles, unbelievable miracles. The Gemara is up that these five four Malachim who were victorious of the five Malachim, tremendous world powers in those times, who fought against them, the Dorim Lamed Beis, Eliezer, and Avram. Even though it says he took 318 men, the Gemara says in one shot, the Gematria of Eliezer, 318. In the Mela, it was Avram and Eliezer that fought against all the Malachim. How'd they fight? Varentina says he took straw, he turned into arrows, sand into other weapons. Avram and Eliezer, everybody, the whole world saw, as Chazal say, they came and they crowned Avram as the king. So everybody came out of this war. They came out of this war. L'chayra changed people. They had seen the most miraculous events. Two people, Avraham and Eliezer. Miracles upon miracles, fighting big kings and armies. They saw, according to Ramban, the Rav who passed by, Mel Sadok all of a sudden goes out, flies out of the quicksand. So you would think that these people would be affected drastically. And yet, for state of Anshei Stoim and the Melach Stoim, the Anshei Stoim Roim Vechatoim Lashem Me'oit. These same people who saw the Nisan, these same people who saw Avraham victorious in war, and they understood that, okay, Avraham, Chatoim V'royim Lashem Ma'at. How you talking? How do we mask it? And the last thing we want to mask, but the same gang, is Avraham is given the first mitzvah that's given to Avraham. Wasn't the first mitzvah of the Torah, but the first mitzvah that was given to Avraham. And interestingly enough, it's given by the praise, not a praise, but not a sefer of mitzvahs. The three mitzvahs in the whole sefer gracious. And Avraham is given one of the mitzvahs, even though Avraham was mekayem kol Torah kulos and one yom chav ches before he was commanded. Oh, one mitzvah he was given to Mekayim, kemitzvah v'oisim. That is the mitzvah of Bris Milah. The mitzvah of Bris Milah that was given to Avraham Avinu. That's why we make a special bracha. Lachnisa bevisa shavam avino, the two brothers that we make. Lachnisa bevisa shavam avino, the Gemara and Shabbos. We make a bracha. Lachnisa bevisa, besides the Birchus HaMitzvah. Lachnisa bevisa shavam avino. The covenant of Bris HaMilah. The Bris is something that's not only was the first mitzvah given to Avraham Avinu, but the mitzvah of Bris Milah, as we know, is a davar chashuv ad ma'od shenichnasu aleha shloshes v'brisos im lo brisi yom v'layla, according to some shadows of Bris Milah. Bris Milah is something that defines the Yadus. Whether you're Jewish or not, past you're Jewish, you're born, but the Ois Bris that we have, that we carry around our bodies with us all day, the Ois Bris that we're Yidin, and that we're Meshubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, is the Helek of Bris Milah. What Chal Klai saw through the generation was Moshe Nefesh for, but the Gemara Zokhtin Kidin Ke'alecho, Irag Nikolo Yoin, so Bris Milah. Milah is something that we Moshe Nefesh, we always did the Simcha. What's the Yisoid of Bris Milah? Why Dafka? The mitzvah of Milah is done on that Eiver. Why Dafka? The two mitzvahs in Bris Milah. It's the Chaticha Sa'arla and the Priya. What's the sort of those two mitzvahs? You saw it God over both sides. And you saw it also that we have to learn out from the parasha. Because it pertains to us in a very, very relevant way. And the story of our steiging this year is very much totally in it. Was Teus ist auch, den Ksuvah Samach Gimel, Yeshiva Nasa Adam Gogo. Whoever goes to Yeshiva, whoever, it doesn't say you have to have a Yichus chart, your grandfather was the Yugoslav Rebbe, and he was married to your grandmother who has Yichus from the Baba Baruch, some Baba Smith, some something like that. And the Maisa doesn't say Shteknisht. Shteknisht that you have to be Babas. State whole Ha'olach Yeshiva. You don't have to come with a Yichus chart. You don't have to come with, you know, Baruch Hashem, you grew up in a house where they always steeped in Torah. You could have a big television set in your house. You don't have a 64-inch television with 400 channels. But state kol Ha'olach Yeshiva. I don't care how many channels they had on your television screen. And you had cable, and you have internet, everything in the house, of a call, a holy yeshiva state. What's the raya? From Akiva. Akiva grew up as a Amoret. Less than we knew during Rabbi Akiva when he went to yeshiva. Much less. He knew nothing. Kimat nothing. He was so anti. Not only did he knew nothing, he was anti the whole mahalik of yeshiva, of Talmidei Chachamim. He said, give me a Talmidei Chacham, of the Maran from Sochem Memtes, and I'll tear him up. I'll rip him up like a fish. I'll tear him up, destroy him. I'll bite him. That's how Rabbi Akiva was anti. Not only he wasn't learned, he was anti. And yet of him, Shtei Toysis, that he became a Golem, not because of Yichus. Yet he came of Beis Gerim. Not because of anything but Kol Ha'olach L'Yeshiva Nasma. What's the Yisoid of that? The Yisoid is Dovah Poshet. Ma'oid. But very hard to come by. It's something that if we do it right, then we can soar. And if we don't, then it's very, very hard to move forward. There are two mitzvahs in the mitzvah of Mila. One is the chaticha, and one is the priya. The chaticha is to cut off the maisvahs. The pri is the megal of the other makom ha'erva, the kedusha eiva. Cutting off the maisvis means removing the oike, the sur meira. Kol man that a person has an arva, five the pri, he has an arva, he has that extra skin. He's called an orel. He's mos. Because he's still living and he's still attached to the moistures, to the extras. He's still attached to the ra. The chatira sa'olah. The bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to be bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be sur meira at the call of the moistures. You have to remove yourself from the junk. You have to remove yourself and distance yourself from all the garbage, all the extras, all the things that don't have true meaning in this world, that are extra, that don't have a real purpose. That's the soid of Leich Lecha Me'artzecha Omo Me'alayetcha Me'beisavicha. The reason for the Seder Tzaka Bleib Chasmin is because HaKadosh Baruch was telling Avram, you gotta be Poirish. Avram was sitting there and he was Imaibitz Toira and I never said Rosh HaBachorah and he was Imaibitz, but HaKadosh Baruch said Shom es chol goy gondo, you want to be scandalous. You have to be svachik. Mi arzicho. Umi moilarezicho. Umi beis avicho. What's the most mashpi on a person? The beis avicho, the household. Especially by Avram. And what's a little bit less? The sviva, the ear, the land, and then the arzicho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zokar B'Lei B'Chasim was telling Avraham, Leich Lecho, Me'aretz Lecho, U'Me'Boilaret Lecho, U'Me'Beis Amicho. You gotta distance yourself from the garbage. V'Shom Eschol Lekoi Kod. Me'aretz Lecho! First, the easy one, go from Kal to Chomer. Shem was teaching the death to death. You go, you can't do it in one shot. Avraham Me'aretz Lecho, the Ashpoh of your land. America! Oh, say, can you see? Okay, afterwards, we'll have a condition. We have so much of America within us. We're Yankee Doodles. So much of the American culture has seeped into us. The Me'aretzicha, I feel Avram, if Avram was telling you, Avram, we don't have a godless. Avalech Lecha, you gotta go away from the Me'aretzicha. For the American, advice is good things to take from America. The politeness, even though it's probably not real, but even the guy, the cashier, says thank you. They're trained to say thank you. Even if you would be a stone walking by, they would say thank you. Everybody says thank you and please. Very nice. Of the American culture. Garbage of the American culture that has seeped into the Yiddishkeit of that seeped into our lives, has made us fantasize and live a life that we aspire to buy a nice $150 shirt. I made it, Shmulek. I finally got the Brooks Brothers shirt. I have six of them stacked in my closet, but they're white. I wear them in Yeshiva. Brooks Brothers. Baruch Hashem, I shop in Gap, and I'm a Jap, and I can't, and his whole life, you never hear the American dream. What's the American dream? To be rich, to be wealthy, that's it, nothing else matters in life, to have a house and a car, four cars, five cars. The newest car, 2010, 2011, the latest styles, the latest bathrooms, tiles. You gotta get the new bathroom tiles when you're sitting there, it zigzags. You gotta get the new toilet paper roller. You don't have to do anything. You look at it, the paper starts coming out. You don't have to do anything, it has sensors. It knows when you finished. And the paper starts rolling out. Express bathroom. We gotta get everything the latest, modern times. We gotta live like every idiot. Malka, what are you so upset? Malka, please come to the door quick. We gotta sit down. What are you so upset about, Shmulek? You see the neighbor? See that car he pulled up in? He can't eat his supper because his neighbor next to our neighbor got the 211, 210 Chrysler. He pulled up. Mama's brand new outside his house. He pulled up, driving by, looking, smiling away, winking at the neighbor. Was only 2009 Plymouth. I'm better than you, as he drove by. So he had a heart attack that night because he's waiting and wants to know where he can get some more money to buy the 2010 Infiniti. I'll show him. And that's it. The race for more and more, and how you look and what's doing and what. But oh, do you have a house upstate? And what about Florida? What are you doing vacation? Or you're going to the Bahamas, we're going to some island no one knows about. Aretz Asher Ha'Eka will go with. We're better than you. It's a new flight. It just takes off. We don't know where it ends up. A new vacation, me and my wife. Where are you going? The Aretz Asher Ha'Eka plan. We gotta be better than you! People are putting pools and who knows what in homes. I'm not saying you can't take a dive in the wind, the summer, in the pool, but it's all about how more fancy it could be. You have to have a pool, how much you use it already anyway. But everything has to be more fancy than the next guy. And my shoes, did you see my shoes? $462 shoes I just got. Bavonis. Pinchas Bavoni. Paul, they call him now. He just put out beautiful shoes. Everybody's getting them now. $460 for shoes, and his belt. How much is that belt guy came in one last year? Sunglasses. $350 sunglasses. I don't know what time. Maybe he has x-ray vision in there. What does he have in the glasses? $350 sunglasses. Well, this had a little stupid thing on top in metal with a picture of some horse. And it's all ingrained, and we laugh at it, but it's so ingrained within us that that's what the success is. That's the Arzach. That's success. And the Moil Arzach, I live in New York. Ooh, wow. New York! The Big Apple! We are the greatest! How much are we offended by the New Yorksters? Or whatever colors, every city that we come from, what they have to offer. Umibes Avicha! Avram still had it in him. Enoch and Ami pulled away, but there was still Ashbor from the base of Avicha! In the homes! Everybody comes from a different home. But in our homes, there are things that are not mashpilatoy. Because Bo was telling Avram, if you want to become that gadol, ask of a goy gadol, you want to become the great one. You got to get away. That distance yourself from everything out there that's separating my relationship with you. And then, if you're moisten nefesh, to make that move and show me the love of distance itself, well, it's very hard because we grew up that way. And we're better than that. We're ingrained with it. We're ingrained with all the sports and the culture and everything that's out there, the music! The jungle music! That Rebbe in that Gewaldic! Your eardrum, you can't hear yourself in 2 days! Such good music! What is he saying already? There's no, he has the IQ less than a cat! And you're listening to the music, every word, every third word is, you know what it is, everybody says? And Rebbe, isn't that so intellectual? He has a master's in 4-letter words! A master's degree from Harlem University. He's becoming a professor, a doctorate in 4-letter words. And this guy's listening to it with enjoyment. Isn't that good music? The song makes so much sense. He put it in the Kuliyama and you lost your marbles? Maybe I haven't heard a Jewish singer sing so well. Not to mention Kol Isha, Rachmana Litzlan, Yiddish Shabbachim, listening to Kol Isha, with Chazal tell us how much it ruins the Neshama. But we have to listen to it. What do you mean? That's the greatest album. That's the biggest kid out here. Everybody's listening to it. I have a grandmother in Illinois. She likes this lady's songs. And the sports and the culture, I was so licking it. And don't expect.
I have no cheshek. Where's my cheshek, Rebbe?
How do you expect to have cheshek? You have so much garbage inside. Where's the cheshek towards the county? You have a turmoil inside that's pulling you the other way. Where are you supposed to get the cheshek from? Lot went. And it was a kosher, nice. But Lot never left it. He never gave it up. He never was a hoylech yeshiva and gave up everything behind. He took it with him. So when it just occurred to it, a little bit of a taiva of money, of being more successful, it all erupted again. And Lloyd became an happy kindness overnight! He was a nice yeshiva bacha! What a Borsellino hat he had! And a beautiful yeshiva shesud he went with Avraham, such a nice little boat. But when it came time, a few years later, he didn't give up everything. He was still going along. He was learning science. He used to go to Avraham Shia. He has a good kind of Rebbe. I have a good kasha of the Gemara he just mentioned. He asked good kashas. But when a taiva arrived, when he was got in the soyoy, a big soyoy, Vayisa loy mikada. And he went and joined up with Anshei Stoyim. Can you believe it? Rabbi said, Anshei Stoyim, V'royim, V'chatoyim, L'Hashem Ma'oyim. He went from a matter of Ram Avinu, Zidkus Ram Avinu, Godless, Avas Hashem, Yiris Hashem, Torah, Yerushalayim, and there he was, without a yarmulke. What happened to Lot? Never gave up. So the Gemara, Chagiga Tezvav, there was a Yid called Acher. He went off the derech. He was a Goro Batayra. So the Gemara won one chat, because he was in the base medrash, and Sifrei Midas would come out from him. He was learning Torah, and he was learning even Tifa. He was Masik Valdik Asagis. But he never left, he never gave up. He never was Polish. He never left all the garbage. He had it still with him in a certain darga. And eventually he was parka. He went off to derech and he was kafa vihika. Because it doesn't just go asay toy. You have to swore leira the asay toy. You have to first cut away the maestras. That's the first step in bismillah. The kava with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cut off the maestras, cut off the extras, cut off the things that are not necessary, and then the Kedusha comes out. And the Melech Stoyim who saw the miracles, they saw Avraham victorious in war, they saw a tremendous Nisim, they saw it all, but it didn't affect Kiyuhuzeh. They returned to their match of entry. Maybe it wasn't the next day, a few days later. Because there was no Akira, there was no uprooting of the Ra, of the Hergalim, of the garbage, of all what they got used to. If you want to have success this year, if you want to be a Hoylech Yeshiva, you have to go with Mesiras Nefesh and try to throw away. It might take time, but the Antichor, the Malala Torah, they said, the mile of coming that you came to Eretz Yisrael, Boisad, is the fact that you left in a certain sense, at least physically, the Mekoyis. But a person can leave something physically, but he takes it all with him. Because he has an iPod in his room, in his sock, that he hides every night. And he keeps it in his heavy sock. It's a very heavy sock. Don't swing it around too much. Because he has two iPods and a DVD player hidden in the sock or in the sack. And he's got a full Rebbe because the whole year he's going to be playing games and looking at movies. Oh, I fooled him this time. Even Rav Khan can't get me. Ku Klux Klan. They can't get me. The anti...
You're not going to get me. I'm going to go the whole year and watch 1,217 movies until my eyeballs fall out. But you're going to come back from Eretz Yisrael. Epis! I'll decree Epis Ella Epis! Zero! You'll come back from Eretz Yisrael the whole year. You could have accomplished and been somebody, and you're one big zero. So you fooled everybody! But you fooled even more yourself. You walk into the main room and sit down, and you move your head that stupid eye while you're watching movies! You fooled everybody! But you fooled one person! Yourselves. Because you had the opportunity in the lifetime to change! And to become something! And to establish who you're going to be for your lifetime! With your wife and your children! What's going to be with you in the future? Four in the morning! Pass me! Ku Klux Klan movie! It's a 4-hour and 17-minute movie! And then all on this iPod! Maybe I'll save in the second half of tomorrow night. At the end of the day, zero this year! Zero! You have a problem, we'll discuss it, but zero. You'll walk away from the year with zero. Except for the 4,217 movies. And you get another three on the airplane to go. Package it in. Round it off to 4,220. But you came back and added to show with the epitimos. This year, an extra month to shtag, to grow, to become somebody to be proud of, to establish the Yiddishkeit forever. This is the year. Some people think it's a year, it's 2 years, that's it, that's the whole thing. So what do they have? You fooled everybody, you came to Yeshiva, you hung out in Abba, you chilled out in Abba, you chilled out so much you became frozen like an ice cube. You chilled out so much. But at the end of the day, what'd you come back with? Empty. Total emptiness. The opportunity to change, to grow, to become somebody, to shtag, go higher and higher. Each one of you might be Godson. Because I've grown, every stage is another leaving. There's another pushing away, there's nothing sending off. To change, to move away a little bit from the stuff that's holding you back. It's holding you back, like walking around with a 10-pound weight, trying to run the relay races. Come on, Shmulek! Can't get anywhere! Why not? He looks at his leg. 10 pounds. Of garbage, trash attached to his leg. He can't move anywhere. He can't move. He can't win the race. Set yourself free. Go away from it all. Not just physically. He came to Eretz Yisrael. We moved out to this little bit further away. Why be away from it all? I gotta be in the action. What's the action doing for you? Make you a better person? Improving your life? Making all the other choices better, that's what the action does for you. Being involved in all this garbage, that makes you a better person. The person should walk over and give Rav Khan a big kiss if he finds your iPod. Rav Khan, love, I love you for it. What can I do for you next? Maybe you need babysitting tomorrow night. And you have an iPod I could borrow at the babysitter. The person should go over, well, he's saving my life. It's the lay of Lecha. We're so messed up if we think that it's a wrong thing. It was saving you. Is that a punishment? The rest of Bracha. But obviously you're not supposed to have it in the first place. You're supposed to understand what you're here for. Not just here to do the year in Israel. Do the year in Israel. I'm here to change. I'm here to be late for Chamei Artzach, Milan, Beis Avicha, to give up all the American stuff. Yeah, to give it up. Can I have to go out every other night to a restaurant? Because it wasn't perfect, the chicken noodles. It wasn't perfect, the meat that they gave you. When I had yeshiva, who saw meat? Even on Yontif, we were lucky we got a scrap of meat. Maybe I only got 2 pieces last night. 2 pieces of brisket. Who gets brisket in yeshiva? My time. Maybe you got to be with the time. Different time.
But with the times and everything, the New York Times, every Times, at the end of the day, you're not going to get anywhere. So you always have to go out and look for restaurants and this. The person would say, you know what? I'm here for 7 months. I'm going to stay as much as possible in yeshiva. Try to do as much as possible time. And I need to get an outlet. I'll go out once in a while. But to stay in, to stay, to grow, to learn off hashkofa and halacha, and to learn and learn and make a laning already. But having so much, did you work at it? Having so many, I haven't been able to learn yet. I don't appreciate it. I can't get anywhere. Of course! You're not going to get anywhere! If you look at wrong things last night, it's not going to go anywhere! It's just like shooting yourself in the foot! It must be the yeshiva. I have to change the yeshivas. Must be my shir. Must be my chavrutza. Must be my grandmother! If I only had a different grandmother! Everything but myself! That's the parish of Lech Lechon. You gotta go away. You gotta be swimming now. It's a slow process. Even Avram, the Kodesh Baruch told Avram, first may Aretz Echor. You're not going to be Sabicha right away. Oh, but that's the process for Shom Eschel Gema. That's the process of becoming a Tanya. And every single one, there's no excuse about that. Tosha doesn't make an excuse. He's saying, no one here can't become great. Become the greatest person. We're walking around with lead. We're walking around with knapsacks full of garbage on our backs that are holding us back. Let's take the bull by the horn. Let's throw away. Let's demolish it. Let's cut off the oilless. Let's work hard. And Be'ez Hashem, if we throw everything away, that's a mesiras nefesh, it's a mesiras nefesh. It's not easy. It's not easy giving up to all the standards of living that we're used to now. And you have to do it slowly. You can't do it overnight. It's a slow play. Do it too quickly, it's not going to work. It's a slow process. But that's the goal. Mesiras nefesh to give it up. Because Baruch Hu sees that you love him. The serious nefesh is a sign of love. So after, as Hashem alaykecha, b'chol avavcha. How do you show you love Hashem? Not by speaking, that's not enough. We love you, Hashem. That's very nice. Get a big t-shirt, I love Hashem. Big heart in the middle. That's not enough. In order to love Hashem, you have to show the serious nefesh. That means giving up a little bit of the moistures, of the extras that you don't really need. Giving up all the garbage, the things that you really don't need. There are people here that want to help. There are men that want to help you. Come over and say, okay, I have this problem. But no one that's not going to help out tonight, but come over, discuss it. Establish yourselves as people that really want to change. And Be'ez Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu will send down the Siyat Nishmai because he sees you showing love. I'm smiting the Siyat showing the love. Hashem will show his love upon us. And will shower upon us. Siyat Nishmaiya. Should be able to overcome on his shyness. Zerucha be'ez Hashem, Shom Eschel Goy Godol, to become the great nation who we really are, B'nai Avram Yitzchak V'Yankov. Zerucha be'ez Hashem, that Hashem should look upon us with all this Mesiras Nefesh, should bring about Mashiach, Sikeinu, Mehem, Yemim.